Hey there guys, my name's Jakey Ukulele, and this is Jakey's Ukulele Show. Now, you're probably wondering why the intro is different, and that's because we're doing something a little bit different in today's episode. So what we're going to be doing is a quarantine quiz, as you probably read from the title. Now, I was thinking of podcast ideas for content that I was going to do in the future, and I thought a quiz really ticked all the boxes because it's fun, it's interactive, and it's something to pass the time by in lockdown. Quizzes have been blowing up on YouTube, getting so much support, and everyone's been wanting to do them because there's not really much to do because we can't go out anywhere at the moment. So I thought a quiz on podcast would be just as good. So what we're going to be quizzing on today is we're going to be doing a music quiz. So I'm going to be playing a purely instrumental track on either the ukulele, the guitar, or the keyboard. And you're going to have to guess what the piece of music is, where it's from, and the artist. And I'll explain more in depth now. So I'm going to be playing you different pieces of music, and you're going to have to guess the title or the name of the piece of music. And if you guess that correctly, then you will get 1 point. If you don't, sorry, but you don't get any points. Now, there is a way to get a bonus point as well, though. If you guess the artist of the piece of music I play, that's one extra bonus point as well. So you can get up to 2 marks on each question, and if you get just the artist, that can be 1 point as well. And if you get just the song, that's 1 point, but then if you get them both, that'll be 2 points. So for example, if I played this, I guess that's Another One Bites the Dust, and that's right, and I've only guessed the song title, so that's 1 point. But if I guess the artist as well, then that'll be 2 points. So I think you get the idea now, and that's enough talking from me. Let's get straight into the songs and enjoy, guys. So now for the basic rules, you can have as many people playing as you want. You can have everyone in your household. You just need pen, paper, and it's all self-marked, so you'll get the question of the piece of music, and then you'll get the answer straight after, so you can mark it on the go. And yeah, you can have as many people as you want taking part in this, and please don't cheat. That's the only rule. I will play the piece of music twice, and then I will count to 10, and you can pause it anywhere in that time and give yourself as much time as you want to try and guess the piece of music. All right, have fun, guys. Question 1 of 12. Second time. So now I'm going to give you 10 seconds to try and figure out the name and the artist of that song or music. Alrighty, so that song or piece of music was Havana by Camila Cabello. I think I pronounced her name right. If I didn't, please let me know somehow so that I can remedy it next time. Okay, next question. So this is the piece of music 2, and you have to guess the title of the piece of music and the artist for an extra point. And I'll play it for you again. So now I'm going to give you 10 seconds to try and get the title of the piece of music and the artist if you can as well. Okay, that's 10 seconds, and that piece of music was Hallelujah, and one of the artists was Jeff Buckley. There are a few different artists for Hallelujah, I think, and any of them is fine, but if you got Jeff Buckley, then that's great as well. Alright, next question. Now, question 3 of 12. Try and guess the song, music name, and the artist. Third time. So now you're going to try and guess the title of the piece of music and the artist if you can, and I'll give you 10 seconds. Okay, so the title of that song was The Scientist, and the artist was a band called Coldplay. It's an amazing song. And that's the end of question three. Let's get to the next question. If you got that right, that's 1 point. And if you got the artist as well, that's 2 points. So this is question four on the keyboard, and try and guess the title of the piece of music and hopefully the song artist as well. And I'll play that again. So you're going to try and guess the title of that song for a point, and if you can, the artist of that song for another point. Now I'm giving you 10 seconds. Okay, so that song was Once I Was 7 Years Old by Connor Manyard. Am I pronouncing his name right? Sorry, guys. Anyway, that was that one, and now let's get to the next question. So now this is another one on the keyboard. It is quite well known, and I'm pretty sure you guys all know it. It is a film theme music, okay? That's my clue I'm giving you. Here we go. And I'll play that again for you. So now I'm probably guessing that you got the title of that one. Now I'm not actually sure what the artist of that is, but I know it's the Harry Potter theme tune, and it's like by the Harry Potter company, I guess. Anyway, next one, if you got that, congratulations. By the way, guys, I was just joking when I said it was the Harry Potter company. The actual composer for the extra bonus point was John Williams of the Harry Potter theme music. Okay, so question 6 of 12. We're halfway through the quiz. Hope you're doing amazing. And now this one, it's for the gamers. And I'll play that again for you. Okay guys, now I'm going to give you a bit of time to think of what the music title is and of who maybe composed it. So here's 10 seconds. Okay guys, that was 10 seconds there. And that was the Minecraft theme music. If you don't know what Minecraft is, then it's a video game that's all made out of squares and blocks. And the composer was Daniel Ransomfeld. Sorry if I said that wrong. And Lena Rain. Oh my gosh. Well, that's who the composers were. I'm really sorry if I didn't pronounce that right. But anyway, next question. And congrats if you got that right. That could be 2 points you've got there. For question 7, we're back on the guitar. And I'm pretty sure you'll know this one. Title and artist. Play that for you again. Okay, now I'm going to give you a bit of time to think of the title of the piece of music and the artist. Here you go, 10 seconds. Okay guys, that was your 10 seconds, and that song was Wonderwall by Oasis. I'm pretty sure you all got that, and if you did get that all, then that's 2 points, but if you only got one of the things, then I'm sorry, but that's 1 point. Alright, next one. So for question 8, we're back on the ukulele. Now try and get the title of this song and also the artist. And I'll play that for you guys again. So now you're going to try and guess the title of that piece of music and the artist. Okay, so the title of that song was Riptide and the artist is Vance Joy. Now I'm pretty sure you guys got that one. If you did get all of that, then that's 2 points. But if you only got one of the two listed features for points, then that's only 1 point, sorry. Anyway, next one. Now for question 9, I'm pretty sure all you guys know the piece of music title and the artists. And I'll play that for you guys again. Okay, so now you're going to try and get the title of the piece of music and the artist. Okay, I'm going to give you 10 seconds. Okay, so that was Senorita, as you probably knew, by Shawn Mendes, who I think is the original writer, but it also features Camila Cabello again. Okay, so the next one. So we're back on the ukulele for question 10, and for this one though, guys, I'm actually going to be singing because I don't think you'd be able to tell what the song is if you haven't heard it before otherwise. So I'm going to be singing, and I'll give you a clue. I parodied this song on my podcast not too long ago, so here we go. She asked me, son, when I grow old. So that song was... Oh, nope, you haven't had your thinking time yet. So 10 seconds, here we go. Alright, that's about 10 seconds, guys. So that song was House of Gold by 21 Pilots. Did you get it? If you got the song, then that's 1 point. And if you got the artist as well, that's 2 points. So next one, congrats. So now for question 11, you know what I mean, we're doing some finger plucking good. And it's a song, everyone knows this one, and it's quite old, I think, yeah. And so, here we go, I'm a little rusty on it, as I haven't played it in so long, though. Whew. So 10 seconds now, you better get that song right. Okay, you guys have had enough time. That was Mr. Sandman. Congrats if you got that one. Right, next question. Oh, sorry for saying, Mr. Sandman was composed by Pat Ballard. Okay, guys, so we're already on question 12, which is the last question. Although a little birdie told me there might be a bonus question. So... anyway, let's get on to this last question. Now, it's a little hard, so I'm going to give you a clue. It's by Ed Sheeran. And I may have put it on my Twitter, so you better follow me on Twitter now if you want to get, like, a little sneak peek of what this song could be. guys again. So, now I'm going to give you a little time to think of what that song was. So, I'll give you about 10 seconds. You only have to guess the title because we know it's Ed Sheeran. Okay. Okay, guys. So, that's all the time you're getting. Now, that song was Happier by Ed Sheeran. And if you got that, then really well done because that was a hard one. Although, it does sound a lot like it when you add the singing. Listen.
Walking down 29th and Park, saw you standing in another's arms.
Well, anyway, didn't a little birdie tell you there'd be a bonus question? Well, yes, there is a bonus question. So this final question. Now you're thinking, Jakey, what's so good about a final question? Well, this final question could get you up the leaderboard. So up for grabs is 3 points for this one question now. And also, it's not too hard. So here you go. So if you're scoring the lowest in your family so far, then this is where you can really push yourself up. Here we go. So the bonus round. If you get even just the title, it's 3 points. But if you get the song artist as well, then that's one extra point. So you can get 4 points from this, guys. So the answer for the bonus question. So I just played the acoustic version of Sweet Home Alabama, and if you got that, then you are a lucky guy. So that is the end of the quarantine quiz. And if you enjoyed this quiz, then make sure to leave me a comment on my Twitter saying that you like it and you want to see more of it, because I could make this quarantine quiz a series where I do loads of different quizzes and you guys can play them all with your friends and family. Well, maybe not your friends, just the people in your household. So I really, really hope you enjoyed. Add up your scores, see who's the winner. You can get a first place, a second place, a third place, and go on for however many people is playing. And I congratulate the winner there. Well done. Congratulations from Jakey Ukulele, and I really hope you like that quiz and you want to hear more of it, because I really enjoyed making this. So here we go. Now have a great day, keep smiling, and enjoy this lovely sunny day, because if it's May the 7th for you, then you will know it's beautiful outside. So stay safe. Bye.